Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a big harvest with few workers. I'm going to read to you from Luke chapter 10, verses 2 and 3, where we read, "Then he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves." Jesus was preparing his larger group of 70 followers to spread his message throughout the region of Galilee. Using the analogy of a ripe field of grain, Jesus told them, "The harvest truly is great." Jesus was urgent about his work because he considered the multitude of humanity to be like a harvest field that was ready for gathering. He thought of the greatness of human need, and he saw it as an opportunity. Using the picture suggested by Jesus, we can say that the field itself is large, and the ready harvest is also large. Now, this wasn't the only time Jesus said this. Sometime before and at a different place, Jesus said basically the same thing. You can find that in Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38. Perhaps this was almost a proverbial statement of Jesus, something that he observed and said often. Yet, this is still true. The harvest truly is great. And it is also true that the laborers are few. This means not only that there must be more workers, but also that those engaged in the work must have appropriate focus on their effort. When there is a lot of work and few workers, one must be busy about the work. This is a harvest that needs laborers. The good of a harvest can go to waste if there are no laborers to take advantage of the bounty. Jesus warned us that opportunities to meet human need and bring people into his kingdom may be wasted because of a shortage of laborers. Considering all this, Jesus told them to pray the Lord of the harvest. The work before them was so big that it could not be accomplished without much prayer. Specifically, they were to ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. This speaks very powerfully to, number one, the need for prayer in the work of evangelism. Jesus said, therefore, pray. It also tells us about the maker of the harvest. It says, the Lord of the harvest. It tells us about the need of workers in the work of evangelism, that's laborers. It tells us about the calling of God for the work of the harvest. He wants to send them out. It tells us about the nature of harvest participation, which is work. He asks for laborers, not idlers. And it also shows us the need to recognize to whom the harvest belongs. That is, it is his harvest. Jesus also sent them out as lambs among wolves. Going out as lambs among wolves doesn't sound very attractive, yet it was exactly how Jesus was sent and how the power of God worked through him mightily. Find a way that God can use you to further his great harvest in the world today. You are only one worker among the many, and we pray that God sends even more workers. Yet, the labor Jesus gives us to do is important, and we must do our part. It's his harvest. Praise God that he gives us work to do in his field.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.